Get ready for an adventure. Here is a story called Pola's Sparkling Secret. Deep inside the robot factory, where gears whirred and lights blinked, lived a dark turquoise polar puff named Pola. Pola wasn't just any polar puff. She had the fluffiest fur, the warmest hugs, and the magical ability to create snowflakes in shapes you've never seen before. Today was a very special day. It was the day for her family's yearly tradition. Every year, Pola crafted a unique snowflake to celebrate, and this year's was going to be the most amazing one yet. The robot factory was a flurry of activity. Robots zoomed around, carrying shiny silver gears. The air smelled like fresh metal and a hint of melted ice cream, thanks to a leaky freezer nearby. The factory was enormous, with lots of shiny things and sounds, but Pola was focused. She was at her workstation, ready to begin. This year's snowflake needed a special sparkle, and for that, she needed the sparkly gear, a tiny shimmering piece that made her snowflakes extra magical. Pola took a deep breath, her blue ears wiggling with excitement. She reached for the sparkly gear, but gasped. It wasn't there. Oh no, she exclaimed, her voice a soft rumble. Where could it be? Her heart felt a little heavy, like a snowdrift. Without the sparkly gear, the snowflake wouldn't be special enough for the family tradition. With determination in her dark turquoise eyes, Pola decided to find it. I have to find that sparkly gear, she declared. She waddled out of her workstation and into the maze of the robot factory. First, she went to the shoemaking workshop. Maybe someone here knows something, she thought. She peeked inside, finding a robot busily crafting colorful shoes of all shapes and sizes. Some were for tiny feet, and some were made to sparkle. Excuse me, Pola said politely. Have you seen the sparkly gear? I really need it. The robot looked up, its metallic face tilting. The sparkly gear? It whirred. I saw something shiny go towards the fish-loving robot. Perhaps he knows. The shoemaking robot pointed with one of its metallic arms in a direction, filled with the sweet smells of baking and rubber. Pola thanked the robot and continued her quest. She followed the winding path through the factory, past stacks of metal boxes and humming machines. Her little paws padded on the cold metal floor. She finally arrived at a workshop, full of bubbling liquids and colorful vials, where a robot was busy creating tiny fish toys. Hello, Pola said to the robot. I am looking for the sparkly gear. The robot, who had a friendly face, smiled with a twinkle in its eye. The sparkly gear, you say? It asked in a playful voice. I remember seeing a shiny thing. Try asking the robot with the crown, he might know more, it replied. The fish-loving robot also gave Pola a little fish as a gift. Pola felt her heart fill with gratitude. Pola continued her journey and saw a robot with a shiny crown in the middle of a giant room. She waddled up, a little tired but determined. Excuse me, kind robot, Pola said. I am searching for the sparkly gear. The robot, wearing a dazzling crown and dressed in sparkly attire, looked at her with compassion. The sparkly gear? It boomed gently. Yes, I may know where it is, dear Pola. It appears the sparkly gear fell into the storage room, full of metal boxes and spare parts. Sometimes, things get lost, but the most important thing is to never give up. We must all be kind to each other. Go, dear Pola, you will find it. The crown-wearing robot winked at Pola encouragingly. Pola felt a burst of hope. Pola hurried towards the storage room, her fur almost glowing with excitement. The storage room was a maze of metal boxes, with little robots sorting the parts. She searched high and low, peering behind boxes and under shelves. After a long search, she found a small, shiny object. Could it be? She grabbed it. It was the sparkly gear. Yes! Pola cheered, her voice full of joy. But how to get it back to her workstation? With some help from a friendly sorting robot, Pola managed to carefully carry the sparkly gear back to her workstation. She carefully placed the gear in its spot. With the sparkly gear safely in place, Pola was ready. She closed her eyes, took a deep breath, and imagined her family's faces. She imagined the warm hugs and the happiness. Then, she began to create. Tiny, perfect snowflakes began to form. They swirled and danced in the air, each one unique and beautiful. As she worked, her fur began to glow with the colors of the northern lights. The snowflake was ready. She had done it. Pola's heart was full of warmth and joy. She realized that even when things seem lost, with kindness, friendship, and a little bit of help, anything is possible. She learned that day that helping each other and never giving up are the most important things. Polar knew this snowflake was the most special of all. And as the first flakes of her beautiful creation drifted out of the factory and into the night, Polar knew it was a perfect day, filled with love and sparkles. Let's see what a great listener you are. Can you answer the following question? What was Polar looking for in the robot factory? Let's see how you did. The answer is, Polar was looking for the sparkly gear. You did a great job. I really enjoyed reading this story to you today. I hope you had fun too.